All right, so we have first up, many people have known the godly influence of Bishop Cousins, as we heard at the beginning of the program, even personally. Perhaps none so profoundly as the victims of clergy sexual abuse. Abuse survivor Gina Bartle is here to tell us her story of hope and how Bishop Cousins walked with her through this dark time. She'll be with us in just a moment. Next, shortly after we begin a new liturgical year with the arrival of Advent, we'll end another year, the year of St. Joseph. The good news is we don't have to say goodbye to our spiritual father on December 8th. Father Tom Margavishes is with us to help us stay connected to St. Joseph for years to come. And finally, being married to a strong introvert, I know how being stuck at home is actually appealing to some people. But being stuck at home is very different from being homebound and aching for connection with others and the wider world, especially around holiday time. Our local church, though, has ways to help. Lori Hanisch, Director of Pastoral Care at St. John Newman Catholic Church in Eagan, is with us to tell us about how we can help the homebound this holiday season. That's what's coming up on the show today. Let's, as always, pause and give the show over to our Lord through the intercession of our Blessed Mother, as together we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.